Ramadan has just elapsed and the months of Hajj have commenced. The months of Hajj are Shawwal, Zulqa'dah, and the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. This time is indeed a very Mubarak time we're passing through, especially Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram. These 3 months are part of the 4 sanctified months in the Islamic calendar, the Ashhurul Hurum. And in regard to the Ashhurul Hurum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Majid mentions, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala had said that any good deed carried out in the 4 sanctified months, the reward will be more than the reward of carrying out that deed at any other time in the year. And any sin that is done in these 4 months, then any evil deed that is done, the sins will be also multiplied, also be increased, compared to doing that evil deed or that wrong deed at any other time in the year. So Allah Rabbul Izzat mentions, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ, that in these months, do not oppress yourself by committing sins. In other words, this is a Mubarak time. It's a special blessing from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a person to capitalize, for a person to maximize, for a person to acquire the great rewards in the hereafter. So we all know the months of Hajj, the Hujjaj, are all turning towards Baytullah, have set out on the journey of Hajj to uphold the fifth pillar of Islam, the Hajj that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to this ummah. And the great virtue and the great rewards for the Haji, we all know about this mentioned in the Mubarak Ahadith. But Allah Rabbul Izzah didn't make this time only special for the Hujjaj, Allah made it special for the entire Ummah. And Allah Rabbul Izzah had given each and every person an opportunity to progress in this time. Ulama explain that of course after the month of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan is Sayyidu Shuhur, the leader of all months, the greatest month. After the month of Ramadan comes the 4 sacred months, Rajab, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah and Muharram. These are the 4 sacred months. And from the 4 sacred months, the greatest days that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. We're just moving towards Zulhijjah now. And when the first 10 days of Zulhijjah commence, in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that these 10 days, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, are the greatest days in the year after the month of Ramadan, of course. And the nights also are sanctified. The nights also are very, very sacred. In the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken a qasam on the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. Wal-fajr wa-layalin ashr. Allah takes a qasam by dawn and by the 10 nights of Zulhijjah. So Allah is taking qasam on the 10 nights of Zulhijjah, the first 10 nights. And in the Hadith Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding the virtue of the days of the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحْ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ أَفْضَلُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشَرِ. That there are no deeds that are carried out in any time that are more virtuous than the deeds carried out in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. So the Sahaba was surprised. Walal jihad, ya Rasulullah, even greater than jihad? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, walal jihad, that the actions carried out in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah are even greater than jihad also carried out at any other time. Illa rajulun kharaja bi nafsihi wa malihi falam yarji min dhalika bi shayin, except that person who he comes out at any other time besides the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, he comes out for jihad. And he becomes a martyr. He doesn't return home with his wealth and his life. he becomes a martyr, then of course that person's fazilat and virtue will be greater. So he gave his life. So ulama mentioned that these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are so sanctified, so sacred, that imagine a person who's carrying out jihad at any other time in the year. But the reward cannot equate the reward of the good deeds carried out in this 10 days. In these 10 days. So ulama says, even if a person says Subhanallah, he says Subhanallah in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, the reward will be more than the jihad some person will carry out any other time. That one Subhanallah will pass it. So this is the grace of Allah on the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So virtuous. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned other virtues also. That the person will fast in these 10 days. Of course, not the 10th day, that's the day of Qurbani. The first 9 days. For each day that a person will fast, Allah will reward him for the reward of fasting for an entire year. And the night that he will stand up in ibadat, Allah will reward him with the reward of standing up on the night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. So great reward. Hadith Sharif mentioned that whatever good deeds the person carries out in these first 10 days, the reward is even multiplied 700 times. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala says that we the Sahaba would speak, and of course this was something that was passed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was accepted that each day from the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah is equal to 1,000 days in reward. Each day, as though a person gets a reward of doing deeds for 1,000 days. And on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, that is the greatest day in the Islamic year, the 9th, Yawm Arafah, that is equal to 10,000 days. So the Sahaba asked, O Nabi of Allah, for a person who fasts on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, what reward? So apart from the reward of 1 year's fast, that's mentioned in other hadith, Nabi Sallallahu also mentioned Allah will make maghfirat of the person 2 years forgiveness. For the past year and the coming year also, Allah will forgive his sins. So much of reward upon reward. And then we find now that the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah culminate with the Qurbani. That the Qurbani is the highlight of Dhul-Hijjah. And this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes extremely happy and pleased. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned on the day of Qurbani, مَا عَمِلَ آدَمِيٌ يَوْمَ النَّحْرِ أَحَبَّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ إِهْرَاقِ الدَّمْ. There's no action more pleasing to Allah on the day of Qurbani than the spilling of the blood. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And this animal that a person slaughters for the sake of Allah in fulfillment of the obligation of Qurbani, Allah becomes so happy. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that this animal will come on the day of Qiyamah. And the animals, وَإِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَزْلَافِهَا وَأَشْعَارِهَا, with its hooves, with its horns, with the skin, with the blood, everything it will be brought to be put on the scales, to be weighed. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, accordingly a person will receive the reward by Allah. Fatibu biha nafsa. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَإِنَّ الدَّمْ لَيَقَعُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قَبْلَ يَقَعَ بِالْأَرْضِ. Before the drop of blood reaches the ground, it reaches Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, the acceptance of this reaches Allah. Allah, he keeps it in the banks of the hereafter for the person. And the person will come to the hereafter. And then you see the great reward that Allah Pak will have in store for the person, for the qurbani he carried out. So when this is such great rewards, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Fatibu biha nafsa, fulfill the obligation of qurbani with a happy heart. Look for the best animal. For the best animal to show Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala how much we love Allah. And oh Allah, this is a sacrifice that I am making. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was asked for his sacrifice, the sacrifice he was asked for his son. And without any hesitation and reluctance, he went forward to slaughter that son. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala didn't decree that the son will be slaughtered. But it was a test that Ibrahim alayhi salam was put through. And Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the test in the Quran. And every year at the time of Qurbani, we discuss this, brothers. But it's not just the ritual of Qurbani that we're discussing, that we go through. It's the lesson of love that Ibrahim alayhi salam displayed on that occasion. Allah was so happy with this. Allah gave you the place in the Quran Majid. Allah gave you the place in the Shariat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Allah gave you the place in the Shariat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remain till the day of Qiyamah. Allah loved it so much. So much. So can you imagine now what qabuliyat and acceptance this action received by Allah? Why? What was behind it? It was the level of loyalty, submission, obedience that Allah had seen in this Nabi of Allah. Ulama say that the greatest Nabi in the world that Allah sent, Imamul Anbiya wa Rusul, was our Nabi. Hazrat Nabi Muhammad, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the position of Ibrahim alayhi salam. After that, there's no certainty which Nabi, which Nabi, you cannot say. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the galaxy of Anbiya ranks number 2. That is known, all the ulama unanimous. You can imagine what was the maqam and position of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so high. Allah Ta'ala told Rasulullah sallam that these actions of Ibrahim alayhi salam, I loved it so much. Ittabi' millata Ibrahim hanifa. You also, you and your ummah must follow this. So that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he and his family, what test they went through? What test? Just imagine now. You see, in the world, when you love someone, you love him dearly, then you give this person opportunities. Opportunities to progress. You know, a person who loves his children so much. So what won't the parents do for their children? They give them different opportunities according to their understanding of progress. You know, someone says, you know, I'll make my son, you know, a doctor, something, I'll make him a dentist, I'll make him a lawyer, I'll make him whatever. So for that we find a person spends so much of wealth, he puts this child on this path. It's a path of some qurbani. The child so many years have to go and study. There's wealth, there's effort, there's time, everything spent. Why? The opportunity is been put before the child. And in the end, when this child now will qualify, and now he will begin to see the wealth behind that position, the degree, whatever he has, now he sees money coming in, you know. So now he says, you know, my father gave me these opportunities, alhamdulillah, today I see the fruits of it, you know. So Allah Rabbul Izzat, when he loves his servants, Allah Rabbul Izzat gives opportunities. And these opportunities that come from Allah comes in the form of trials and tribulations, of tests. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Inna Allah, may yuridillahu bi khairan yusib. That the one who Allah wishes good for, the one who Allah wants to grant special gifts, Allah puts him to trials. Allah puts him different trials and tests. And those who Allah loves the most are the Anbiya. Hadith of Muslim Sharif, Ashaddun nasi bala'an al-Anbiya. That those who are tested the most, the greatest amount of trials Allah Rabbul Izzat brings upon them are the Anbiya. Ashaddun nasi bala'an al-Anbiya. Thumma al-amsal fal-amsal. Then those who are closer in rank to the Anbiya, the Awliya, Allah Ta'ala thereafter, He tests them the most. So this when Allah Pak brings a test, it's not a sign that Allah doesn't like that person. And Anbiya Allah loves the most, Allah brings the greatest test. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَقَدْ أُوذِيتُ فِي اللَّهُ وَمَا يُؤْذَى أَحَدٌ وَلَقَدْ أُخِفْتُ فِي اللَّهُ وَمَا يَخَافُ أَحَدٌ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, from the galaxy of Anbiya, and any whoever came in the world, there wasn't any person who was put through a greater test than myself. Allah loved his Nabi the most, Allah put his Nabi to the greatest test. So at the time of Qurbani, we speak about Ibrahim alayhi salam, the test, trial, tribulation on Ibrahim alayhi salam, the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We know when he grew up in a hole. His parents were idol worshippers, his whole family. And thereafter, he's growing up on 100% tawheed. He was not inclined towards kufr and shirk in the least. He's going on the principles of tawheed. And then he goes and he guides his father, advises him with a lot of love. His father is not prepared to listen, he moves away to show loyalty to Allah. Then he goes to his nation, his people. He sees them also steeped in idol worship. He gives them dawat. They're not prepared, then he moves away. And then we know what happens, that he waited for that Eid to take place. When everybody was gone, then he went into the church or the temple of idols. And he broke all the idols besides the big idol. We all know the incident. And in this way, we find that the people, they came to know that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was behind it. They go to Namrud, they inform Namrud, this is what happened. So he comes out of his home, he separates his parents, his family, kith and kin. The first step of Qurbani to teach us the lesson. When you face with any trial, the command of Allah comes and the command of your family. We find there's a clash of interest between what the business wants, what my wife and children want, what my family wants. I'll give preference to what Allah wants, you know. At the time of nikah, they say, let's have photography, let's have intermingling, let's have this, let's have that. He said, no, I'll put Allah first, you know. I put my Nabi first. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam at the time of Qurbani, this was the lesson of Qurbani he came to teach us. Then when he comes to the test of his people again, he gave tarjih to Allah and Allah Ta'ala over his people. Again, to teach us. What community will say, don't worry about them. What Allah says, what Allah and the Rasul say, we should worry about them. Then the time came where the government, Namrud was the king who ruled over the entire world. Whole world, they say. Such power he had. And then he calls Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and he commands him that he should worship Namrud. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, no, I worship Allah. And then the inferno, the huge fire. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is thrown into the fire. Here he taught us the lesson is that when you are faced with different trials and tribulations from the side of governments, you give tarjih to your religion over the government. There is no government above the government of Allah. This is the lesson he taught us. Allahu Akbar. This is the lesson. And then when he passed all, he leave. When he came out of the fire, then he left Iraq. He left his country. And test upon test. Until Ibrahim alayhi salam came to Sham, the land of Syria, Palestine. And Allah Pak thereafter, he got married to Hazrat Hajar alayhi salam. He had a child. At the age of 87, Allah grants him the child. He made dua upon dua his whole life at the ripe old age of 87. Allah is granting the child. How happy he must have been that the legacy of prophethood and nubuwwat of Islam will spread in the world. And then Allah Pak's command, take your wife Hajar and this child. Go and leave them in the barren land of Makkah Mukarramah. Ibrahim alayhi salam doesn't think twice. He doesn't know, not a blink of the eye also. He's not reluctant, he's no reservations. Some narration mentions he went on the Buraq. And his wife, which place? And then he comes in Makkah, this was barren land. And then he leaves them there. And then he turns around, no questions, he's leaving. And the wife, she only got a little khajur, a little water. And she's walking behind, oh Ibrahim, you're leaving us? Say, there's no one here. He doesn't answer also Allah's command. And then she says to him, Allah amaraka bihada, does Allah command you with this? He just nods, he says, yes. Idan la yudayyuna. He says, Allah will take care of us. Allah will never allow us to perish. Imagine that wife and a small child in a barren land. And this Nabi is fulfilling the command of Allah. And then he goes. At that time, Allah showed him where the Kaaba Sharif was situated. There was no Kaaba. He goes on the hill where they couldn't see him. And then he faces toward the Kaaba Sharif. And then he lifts his hands and he makes dua. Rabbi inni askantu min zurriyati biwadin ghayri zi zarin. Oh Allah, I brought them here. Your command, I brought them and I left them here. A barren land, there's no vegetation, there's no sign of life, there's nothing here. Allahu Akbar, inni askantu min biwadin ghayri zi zarin in the bait by your house, oh Allah. Rabbana liyuqimu salah. Ibrahim alayhi salam has such confidence, conviction in Allah, that Allah will never allow them to die or perish. He's making dua that, oh Allah, the progeny that will come out from this wife. Ismail alayhi salam is small. Oh Allah, my progeny that's going to come out. Oh Allah, keep them firm on salah. He's making dua. He knows, he got no doubt. If Allah says, do something, how can we ever doubt that Allah will take care of us when we're in the wombs of our mothers? That Allah was taking care of us now, and Allah says, don't do this. I'll take care of you. And we put our iman on the insurance broker. We put our iman on the insurance company. We put our iman on the business. So we'll break all the commands of Allah because we're doubting Allah won't take care of us. This Nabi is teaching us. At the time of Qurbani, brothers, it's not that animal we're slaughtering. That's only the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The sunnah that he left is that show loyalty to Allah. Allah is the only Zat and being who was there for us. He is there for us, will always be there for us. You show Allah that loyalty, He'll show you His power. And then he makes the liyuqimusa. وَجْعَلْ أَفِدَةً مِنَا Oh Allah, you make the hearts of people turn toward them. They must come and serve them. But they must serve you, yeah. They must serve you. Ibrahim al-Sam, he went on the Buraq. He would come and visit them time and again with the Buraq. He didn't just leave them. No, he would come and visit them. No, come and visit them also. But this is the lesson that when the child grew of age, the child came about 6-7 years. And then Allah Pak shows him in a dream. Doesn't say Jibreel al-Sam, shows him in a dream. He's slaughtering. And the dreams of Ambiya are not like our dreams. So he understood now. Is a command of Allah. But this whole household was brought up upon Iman and Islam. So he says to his son, Inni arafim, oh my beloved son, I was shown in a dream. I am slaughtering you. This is the command of Allah. Ya abatif al ma tu'mar. Oh my beloved father, as you commanded by Allah, you fulfill that command. Satajiduni insha'Allah min as-sabirin. You'll find me to be among the patient ones. I also will be happy. Oh my beloved father, if Allah's command, then you do it immediately. When Ibrahim al-Islam's wife comes to know, the child comes to know, is this whole household family upon Islam here to uphold the command of Allah? And then now he lays the child down. Allah speaks about in Quran till to, This to be recited till the day of Qiyamah. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ When father and son submitted before the command of Allah. Allah says, أَسْلَمَا He submitted before the command of Allah. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ And he put him on his forehead. He first put him down. The narration mentioned that Ismail said, Oh my beloved father, don't put me like this. For when you're going to slaughter me, our eyes will meet. It'll be difficult for you to slaughter me. Put me on the other side. Put me on my forehead so you don't see my face when you're slaughtering me. It'll be easy for you to fill. He turned him. Allah says, Tallahu wanadi. That knife wouldn't slaughter. Allah Pak then said, Jibreel Islam with that ram. That this was the test. Ibrahim Islam didn't know what the outcome will be. But he was happy with whatever Allah told him to do. He didn't know. He didn't know that ram was going to be sent. He didn't know that. And Allah Pak thereafter called out, وَنَادِيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ He called out, Oh Ibrahim, what command you were shown in the dream, you fulfilled the command of Allah. قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ You made your dream come true. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجِّدْ This is the way we reward the good doers. Allah says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ Oh Ibrahim alayhi salam, indeed, this was a mighty test. This was a very great test we put you through. And you passed this test. You passed this test. And every year thereafter, Allah made this part of the Shariat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam and his ummah had to slaughter an animal at the time of Qurbani. Allah was so happy with this. That Allah Pak thereafter commanded the ummah of Rasulullah salam every year to slaughter that animal. Sahaba say, O Nabi of Allah, ma hadhil adahi? What is this Qurbani? What is the significance? Nabi s.a.w. mentioned, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. This is the sunnah of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Sahaba say, فَمَا لَنَا فِيَا What reward we will get? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لِكُلِّ شَارَةٍ حَسَنَةٍ For every strand on that animal, on that goat, on that cow, on that camel, Allah will give you that reward. فَصُوفِيَا رَسُولُ What about the sheep? You don't have hair. Nabi Sallam said, for every fiber of that will, Allah will grant you that reward. Allahu Akbar. So respected friends, when the time of Qurbani comes, when you're slaughtering, what's the lesson of that Qurbani? The lesson of the Qurbani, the lesson of love, the lesson of submission and obedience. Let it not be on the day of Qurbani, we're all happy with that animal. And we're slaughtering that animal, and there we photography and videoing. And we forgot the sunnah of Ibrahim wasn't only the animal. It was the lesson of submission and obedience to the command of Allah. And there we're missing out that namaz on the day of Eid, because now we're involved in Qurbani. And then now we're taking photos, taking videos, and the intermingling of women out there. And then we're boasting about that animal and that the true essence of that Qurbani, we lost it in our lives. Allah Pak give me an honor of tawfiq of upholding the sunnah in the way that Rasulullah had taught the ummah to akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil. Nikah parties can come forward, inshallah.